This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's just really getting engaged. You need to get engaged. You need to get involved, right? You need to do something more than, as I like to say, sitting there drooling all over yourself. Not cool. Actually, it's pretty disgusting, frankly. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending on the air. I do appreciate the time that you spend. Hey, even when you write in, you don't like what I have to say? It's okay. See, unlike some of the other shows, I don't yell at you and shut you up and all that other fun stuff just because. I don't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, and not just to get involved. We have a chat room online. But I also want you to get involved. Give me your email address. If you give me your email address, once a lousy week, right, one time. I know some people are inundated with this stuff on a regular basis. I'm only going to send it to you one time a week. I send you an email, tell you how you can get involved, who we're going to have on the show, the guests, maybe the topics. And that way there, you can get involved any way you want to. You can listen when I wish you'd listen all the time, every day. But you can listen, you know, on the nights you want to listen to, and the days you want. I mean, the show is, I used to say, we're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. You can find us almost anywhere. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. You just add more lunacy to this. You notice how I'm really choking on this because I'm thinking to myself, how bad does it have to be? Are parents that disengaged? Are they not paying attention? Do they not know what's going on at school with their kids? I have to ask because I don't understand. I don't get it. Right? I mean, you're talking about the vice president of these United States and the students that don't want him to speak at their university. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, okay, all right, that's fine and that's wonderful. Yet these same students have no problem going to a movie that was produced by Harvey Weinstein. Right? No problem. Not an issue. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they hang out with. The nasty, they made fun of Pence. Why? Anybody? Come on, you know why. They made fun of Pence because he wouldn't be alone with a woman at a restaurant or drinking or any of that stuff. Terrible, right? But, yet it's okay to hang. I saw a report today that Hillary Clinton, I want you to think of the dates here, Hillary Clinton went to dinner with Harvey Weinstein in December of 2016. Now she was distraught. She just lost the presidential election, the one that had been promised to her. And now, as she's going through this, she went to Harvey for solace, right? He's a nice guy. he's got some money, he'll help her feel better about herself. Is it because she knew what a piece of scum he was that made her feel better about herself? You can't tell me that she didn't know. You would have, I don't know what she'd have to do. You have to give me a frontal lobotomy to get me to agree to the fact that she had no idea what that man was doing or what he was made of, if you would. She was married to one, similar to him. But apparently she didn't care. It's no biggie. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why they find it so weird that the vice president would not want to be alone with a woman somewhere, seeing what's gone on. It's just sick, and it's sad. Students are demanding at Lee University in Tennessee that they cancel the upcoming appearance by Vice President Mike Pence because they disagree with Pence's political positions. Well, that's good. See, it's okay to disagree. It's not okay to squelch free speech, though. The petition started by the students, Cetus Harris, argues that Pence's political views are directly at odds with the values of the Christian institution. Impossible. Usually what we end up finding out is that the kids are at odds with the Christian institution that they're at. They don't even know what Christian principles are. They think the Christian principles, because Jesus loved everybody, that Jesus accepted everything, that Jesus allowed everything to happen. You know, I always tell people the same stuff. You've got this picture of Jesus, some of you libs on the left, that everything was okay, everything went except when somebody felt bad, because you couldn't make anything feel bad, right? Well, how do you think the adulteress, the woman that was sleeping around, felt when Jesus looked at her and told her to knock it off and sin no more? He didn't tell her to knock it off and stop having fun. He didn't tell her to knock it off and, you know, stop eating pork on Sundays. He knew what she was doing. He knew who she was. And he told her to sin no more. So apparently, Jesus, the creator of, if you would, the Christian religion, okay, the guy that lays down the principles, called adultery sin. We don't. And some of you claim to be Christians who get on my case because you think I don't show the love of Christ, and you think that anything goes? Well, according to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it doesn't. Anything doesn't go. And for you teachers at Christian schools, you administrators at Christian colleges, if you're not teaching, if you're not adhering to the principles of Christ, shame on you. You shouldn't be there. You should lose your job. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I've got a lot more browbeating on the other side of the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on VCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And ain't that, you know what? Instead of writing me a nasty gram after the show? No, really. You guys, some of you guys write me after the show, and I get the biggest kick out of it. And it's for no other reason. I get the biggest kick out of it because you could always call. You could always drop a note during the show. There's a whole new concept, isn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was going off on how Pence is being told that he's not welcome at a Christian school, Christian institution, because the students who say that he doesn't hold their values. or he's at odds with their values. Well, what values would you have at a Christian school that didn't line up with his? Doesn't believe in same-sex marriage, doesn't believe in abortion, believes in God, believes God had rules to live by. I'm kind of confused. I would love to have one of these people on to talk about this. I was just talking to somebody today, and I said, you know, I can't get, or I have a hard time getting Democrats on the show. I mean, one of the funnest times I've ever had was when I had a Dem walk out during the break. Because she didn't like the fact that I was using I was using government statistics and she was using her own.
You had two.
Yeah.
Remember? The guy?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. He walked out, too. I showered. Anyhow. So, they're pushing from the students are pushing to cancel his event there. Now, they offer seven reasons for why the event should be canceled, three of which relate to Pence's affiliation with America First Policies, a political advocacy group created to promote President Trump's agenda. Yeah, okay, that's, yeah, sure. Bolton's involvement with the America First Policies organization is an exhortation of its values to defy and ignore the following Christian values. The list of complaints begins citing biblical verses about caring for the poor and being hospitable to foreigners. Really? I'd like to see that. Right? America First Policies. Now, notice that in the Bible, nobody ever takes one of those people into their house and lets them live there for 50 years. America First Policies dehumanizes both refugees and immigrants who seek justice, liberty, and freedom from discrimination in the United States. It continues adding that the America First Policies, along with local sponsor Alan Jones, supports tax regulations and policies which will inevitably secure wealth for the middle and upper classes. Hey, newsflash, for those of you who think poor is in the Bible, Jesus had a treasury. Yeah, that'll floor some of you. You think everybody gave him everything he had on the way for free? Do you not think he had to pay for things? Didn't he tell several apostles from time to time to go get money from the treasury? Go get some money and go buy this? You think when he said to go get some fish that he went and stole them? What do you think? When he went and got the donkey, I cleaned that up, didn't I? Didn't he, you think he got that for free? I mean, I don't know. Doesn't say. And don't give me that stuff if Biomission approves it, because I'll have a field day with you at that point. God is not against money, people. He's against the love of money. He's not against money. The patriarchs in the Old Testament were wealthy. Dirty, filthy, rich wealthy. Seriously, you think Abraham didn't have two nickels to rub together? The petition then begins to accuse Pence of outright bigotry, saying he supports actions and policies against the LGBTQ community, which shame and suppress this community in ways which are... Now, I haven't seen anything yet from a biblical perspective, and I could get very biblical, especially on this one. But I'm not going to, because that's not what I'm here for. Moreover, it alleges that Pence not only refuses to acknowledge overt police brutality afflicting the black community, but that he also actively supports the further militarization of the police and ICE officers. These are all Democrat talking points. These are not biblical talking points by any stretch of the imagination. So these young people have been sucked into it and don't even know it. As of press time, 327 had signed a petition, but Harris told Campus Reform that she's also organizing a protest of Pence's speech to supplement the effort. I'll be protesting the event, she vowed, adding that she expects a good turnout because students will be traveling from their hometowns. You know, it's funny. I'll bet you these kids, not one of these young students could give you any kind of scripture to support what Pence is doing because they don't think there is any. You know why? Because they got heathen professors that are telling them what the Bible says. You know, you're not supposed to put down your brothers and sisters in Christ. I mean, unless they're doing something so egregious and you can line it up with Scripture. I haven't heard one yet. But she's gonna protest her brother in Christ, I think. I'm just guessing here. Coming out and speaking. because she doesn't like the way he treats immigrants or speaks about immigrants. Even so, not everyone at Lee University is of the same mind as Harris, which she clarified at the school's request. Is a disclaimer noting the opinions expressed in the petition do not represent the position of all students and faculty, nor of Lee University. I say that hate speech isn't constructive speech, Harris said. There are students who don't feel comfortable nor safe with Pence. There's never going to be 100% comfort level at any organization, any workplace, anything. It is impossible. You know why? Because we're different. We're different people. Different things irritate us. People put up with different things that others won't. Mike Pence is our vice president. We ought, as a student body, be respectful and feel honored to have him on our small campus. That's according to Alexa Hill, vice president of the Lee University College Republicans. It's important for a platform to exist whereby multiple viewpoints are welcome. Oh, my. You know, the biggest difference between Republicans and Democrats, really, if you think about it, seriously, we think in most cases they're just misguided, ignorant, or ill-informed. In their mind, we're just hateful, nasty people. Right? That's from the Love Trump's Hate group. It's important for a platform to exist whereby multiple viewpoints are welcome when one seeks to curtail the enlightenment of another because there's a dichotomy of viewpoints. We find that intolerable. Now, Jerome Hammond, he's the university spokesman, assured campus reform that Pence will be allowed and welcome, saying the university's interpretation is that democracy is about learning to live together. Hard process. Learning to live with somebody is hard, right? Been married? Figure it out. Anyway, I'm Jerome, the senior host. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a few. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee announcing that his party has introduced a resolution in the House condemning what they call President Trump's failure to stand up to Vladimir Putin over Russia's election hacking during their summit in Helsinki.
The Helsinki summit really brought to a head an entirely new and destructive direction that Donald Trump would bring this country.
The president may not be able to silence his foes on the other side of the aisle, but he is considering removing the security clearances of several former intelligence chiefs who are critical of him. One of those on the list is Michael Hayden, former director of the National Security Agency, who's been critical of Trump's actions in Helsinki.
The president kind of reverted to a raw, naked, unfiltered view of himself up there on stage, a few feet away from the president of the Russian Federation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Oh, come on. Unless you're driving, close your eyes. Think of the view. This was a happy song. Bunch of weirdos, but a happy song nonetheless. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. This is a Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, send me an email. As long as you have capital TRS in the subject line, just at the beginning of the subject line, It lets me know that you're not a bunch of crazy people and that, you know, you really want who you want to have on the show, the topics you want discussed. Because I get a lot of, you know, pseudo sales type of emails or I like the nasty ones. I actually get a kick out of the nasty ones. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being part of the conversation. Anyway, we were talking about, you know, Vice President Pence being disinvited or schooled. A group of protesters want him disinvited from a school event. You know, and again, it's the Vice President of the United States. I mean, I love these people that are love Trump's hate. I'm just going to hang on that. Love Trump's hate. Love Trump's hate. Love Trump's hate. Unless, of course, you know, you're on the left. And when they say love Trump's hate, they really don't mean that. What they mean is they just hate anybody who loves Trump. Anybody who likes Trump, or anybody who uses the word without disdain, you know, the word Trump without some kind of disdain, right? So I guess I forgot. You know, what really floors me about these people, and I do mean these people, they have forgotten that the reason they can ask as dumb as they do, the reason they can say the dumb things they can say, the reason they can be such jerks without being dragged out and shot. I mean, can you imagine in a third world country, you saying you didn't want the president there or the vice president there? Yeah, it'd be the last time your parents hear from you. I guarantee it. Right? And how long has this word triggered been around? I mean, it's making me crazy. It's like if you don't agree with something, if something's wrong or makes you feel bad, you're triggered. That's funny. You know, I mean, you know the reason we have 900 channels is because there's things that trigger people in those channels. You go to the next thing, and we used to just say, we didn't like it. I don't like that show. Tease me off. You know what you do? You go to the next one. You don't write the nutty networks and say, hey, you know what, take that show off because it bothers me. Man, think of the fun I could have had back in the 60s and 70s if I understood this word triggered and how it worked. I would have been having a field day with it. I mean, seriously. All right. So Comey and Strzok, I mean, seriously. And it wasn't just Comey and Strzok. You know, Mueller was part of it. They were all part of it. Mueller, Mueller, whatever you want to call them. Right? They were two major players in the scheme to try to clear Clinton and frame Trump. There's no way around it. I mean, you watch it, how these guys act. You watch. Look at, you're in front of the FBI. You're in front of Congress. And you've got that attitude, that smirk that guy had on his face. I mean, Mr. Tough Man, right? And then Comey, who's coming off as holier than now, he's been caught lying, too, at the congressional hearings. Why aren't the Dems calling for his impeachment? I'm not impeachment. Why are they calling for his arrest? His indictment. And one of the biggest stunning revelations contained in the report compiled by the Justice Department watchdog, former FBI Director Jim Comey, claimed he doesn't remember the moment he decided and put down in writing that Hillary Clinton had committed crimes. We know that on or about May 2nd, 2016, Comey composed a statement summarizing Clinton's mishandling of classified documents. He concluded that she was grossly negligent. She, the one that wanted to be president, she, the one that told us how competent she was. But she was grossly negligent. Now, those words, I'm not a lawyer. I can only go by what the lawyers are telling me. Those words have a distinct legal meaning. And they're drawn directly from a federal statute. And that statute is 18 U.S.C. 793F. Which makes it a felony to handle classified documents in a grossly negligent manner. So Comey used the words grossly negligent. Did he do it on purpose? Good enough. Because if he used it on purpose and it came against the statute, then she should have been brought up on charges. And he wrote those words. And he didn't do it one time, he did it twice. Two times he called her out on it. Now, based on Comey's findings, if she was a Republican and a staunch Republican supporting Trump, she'd be in solitary confinement right now, wouldn't she? So she should technically, according to Comey, and with Comey's own words, she should be facing multiple count criminal indictments. Right? Because the FBI discovered that she had stored at minimum, 110 classified emails on her unauthorized private computer. 110. Think about what we've heard over the years about people that have gone to jail, lost their jobs, lost their security clearance over a couple of pieces of paper. Right? Think about the people that were prosecuted for similar conduct that jeopardized national security. But yet Comey, despite characterizing Clinton's action clearly, and in plain, simple English, and in the face of a statute, a legal law statute that she should have gone to jail for. He said they found 110 of those. She said she knew what classified mail was. I don't know what else you want. Yes, Your Honor, I shot him. Here's the gun. There's the picture. There's the tape. Well, nobody's going to prosecute you because... Just ask Comey. When Comey was being questioned, he admitted to Inspector General Michael Horowitz that he authorized the May 2nd statement and penned every word of it himself. But then he made an implausible claim. He said he didn't recall that his original draft used the term gross negligence. He did not recall discussions about that issue. Now, if you think about how crazy this is, first off, how did he pen that whole thing early I mean, again, you've heard me say a million times, I said it the day he did it. There is no way that this was an honest outcome. There was no way that they were at Hillary Clinton's house on 3 hours, probably having tea and crumpets that Saturday, that they were supposed to be grilling her, and that he came up, he put all the evidence together, he wrote the speech, had it approved by his superiors by Tuesday morning. No way. Anyway, now he'd have us believe that he couldn't remember it. Now, he memorialized in print his decision that the leading candidate for president of the United States had committed crimes, yet later couldn't recollect anything about the most important decision in his career. The truth is that Comey only remembers what he wrote because he participated in discussions about it with top officials of the FBI. It didn't stop that day. It kept going round and round. He had to talk to Lynch and others about her gross negligence. He had several meetings with people at the DOJ about this. Now, those records show that not only was Comey there, but that he was convinced that Clinton was grossly negligent. So, again, why is he getting away with this? See, this is where my always Trumpers, where does he move on this? Are you telling me he has some kind of secret plan? I'm a supporter. But I'm sitting here saying to myself, when I see what Mueller's doing, when I see what Rosenstein's doing, you know, when I see what's going on at the Department of Justice, when I see what they're trying to get away with, and that, I don't know, is there a news flash, is there a news report somewhere that Sessions is in a coma somewhere or had a stroke or whatever? Because I haven't heard from him. There's no news on him. There's no news story. I haven't heard from him. You think they got him duct taped in a room somewhere? Here you have the head of the FBI that says that she was grossly negligent. She had 110 classifieds there. And she got nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a little bit.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Couple of nitwits.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one else.
Oh, that just sounds so good. Oh, but got one bad egg in the group. I think. Bette Midler's in there. I know she is. I'm Joe Pacino, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Because you got to be part of the conversation. You have to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. So the way we get an answer to anything, so the way we get to move forward, because I get to hear what you think. I get to hear some of the great thoughts that you have on certain scenarios or issues. You know, we were talking about the, before we came back, the Strzok and Comey connection, if you would. So, and I don't know if you heard about it, Lisa Page was in last week for her interrogation, if you would. And I'm not going to get deep into that now, but she talked about the fact that it wasn't Russia that was doing all of this. Right? She was talking about the fact that it wasn't Russia at all. It was China. China was a major player in the 2016 elections. So it's just, it's really interesting. I mean, seriously, China wanted more power. And they wanted to cut out the Russians. Why wouldn't they be meddling in this? Because they definitely want Trump before Hillary, because Hillary was going to be Russian-friendly. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The feds have come to find out over time that on June 6th, the FBI lead investigator on the case, Peter Strzok, sat down at his office computer to cleanse his boss's statement of the vexing term, gross negligence. Right? Think about it. And he had some help with his little honey, Lisa Page. They changed the words gross negligence from his original writings to extremely careless. What's the difference? I mean, seriously, what's it? If somebody told you I was extremely careless in driving that car at 100 miles an hour, or I was grossly negligent, what's the real difference in the meaning? And the reason he changed it was to make Clinton appear a little less criminally culpable. That's what Page told the IG investigators. Right? And that particular term would be kind of a problem in the legal world. So extremely careless doesn't really put the blame. You made a mistake. Calculated mistake. It most certainly would. After all, how would Clinton be exonerated under the gross negligence? They couldn't, because that was a law. If that very phrase was used to describe her behavior. Right? But only one, I mean, both of those things pretty much mean exactly the same thing, but only one of them actually called out in those exact terms in the statute. Now, Strzok and Page also expunged from Comey's statement his reference to another statute that Clinton had plainly violated. She would have been charged under the statute's intent provisions with Comey's consent and encouragement. They sanitized that speech as well. So they have the original notes and how they got changed. They did the same thing with Benghazi, didn't they? Remember that whole thing where they had the original notes on it, they had the original speech on it, and they went in and they crossed things out and they rewrote it so that it wouldn't be so inflammatory? So it wouldn't look bad on Clinton? I mean, you think of the things that she has done, not done, and caused in her time there. A Secretary of State, and even Senator to a degree. Incompetent. The word incompetent comes to mind. It shines, as a matter of fact. It doesn't just come to mind. You know what I'm saying? She could have been your next president. How many red lines in the sand would she have drawn at this point? I mean, Comey went brain dead. He doesn't remember writing any of this stuff, even though it's in writing. But he had a complete recall of his inability to read the law. He told the IG he thought Congress intended for there to be some level of willfulness or willingness, right? Even to prove gross negligence. So he's now interpreting what Congress meant when they wrote the law instead of just adhering to the law. I mean, he's just a genius, isn't he? He's a brilliant, brilliant man. Just ask him, he'll tell you. You know, another one like Strzok comes off cocky, and he's smarter than the other guy in the room. I mean, funny how he comes out touting the fact that he was a Republican, and that's why everything that was going on wasn't leaning one side or the other. Then he tweets out that people should vote for Democrats to stop this tomfoolery. No, he wants them to vote for Democrats so they don't get that close to him to find out what he actually did. If Comey actually sat down, like I've told you guys a million times, there's always a journal, there's always history behind these laws being made, what was said, what the intent was. If Comey had ever read the legislative history, he'd know that the in 1948, Congress amended the original Espionage Act of 1917 to add a gross negligence provision. And the provision was added, you ready for this one? So that it wouldn't require intent or willfulness. So was it added because, I don't know, they didn't think there was enough sentences, lines, or words in the statute? No, it was added because they wanted to fill a hole. And amnesia must be contagious at the FBI. Right? When Strzok testified before Congress, he had no recollection of using his computer to make critical alterations that cleared Clinton. But he did hang the FBI director. He said, ultimately, Comey made a decision to change that wording. Well, okay, so if Comey made a decision, you don't remember changing it on your computer, but you remember him saying it. Weren't you at your computer typing at the time he was saying it? Now, the other question I have, to put it in the immortal words of Yul Brynner, is a puzzlement. Right? How could Comey order a change in the words if he doesn't remember the words? The stories don't line up. I mean, Strzok says he doesn't remember making the changes of the computer that he was at when Comey told him we needed to change those words. Comey doesn't remember even putting those words in, so he can't remember telling Strzok that he changed the words. So, I haven't taken enough hits off the crack pipe yet to have this make sense. Strzok's memory repression got to be deep. Got to be running deep. Because he told Congress that he doesn't recall writing the infamous text message to his lover. Right? Vowing to stop Trump from being elected? Oh, I was just sending those things back and forth. It was in the heat of the moment, in the middle of the night. Well, I don't know, from what I've read, the heat of the moment, in the middle of the night, you weren't texting on your phone, buddy. You were with your honey. Probably telling your wife you're on surveillance. You just didn't tell her you were surveilling another woman's body, that's all. God, I could have a field day with this if we went on during prime time. Stop it. Oh, God. I mean, how can you not remember something but remember something within the something you didn't remember? You know what I mean? I'm sorry, too much political speak here. Oh, you know, all those messages extolling Clinton, disparaging Trump, right? Trump said that, Strzok said that I don't have bias. So all those nasty stories that I wrote about Obama, couldn't I tell all those dim haters on me? I don't have any bias. Nothing to do with race. I wrote them in the heat of a moment, in the middle of the night. They're sick people. Extremely sick people. Ultimately, I believe that Page and Strzok and Mueller and Rosenstein and Comey and that whole group looked to find a way to get Clinton off the hook. If they were going to do anything, you know, I used to say, I don't have a whole bunch of faith in the American people because I see how they vote. And some people didn't actually vote for Trump. They voted against Hillary. And God bless them for doing it. Hey, I'm Dobin Sr., your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. Just chatting and texting and being part of the conversation as a whole. We come back, we're going to talk about how the University of Virginia revoked the appointment of Mark Short because a couple of kids were triggered. We got a real problem, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.